Now, we're just days ahead of the presidential election here, so if you're interested in learning more about Czech politics as well as those elections, as well as about learning more about both candidates, be sure to tune in the coming days. On Wednesday, February the 6th, we will be profiling the challenger, Jan Švejnár. Then on Thursday the 7th, we'll be looking at the career of incumbent Václav Klaus. And Friday, of course, sees the election itself, so you can expect plenty of special coverage from this station. Once again, that's www.radio.cz. Now, coming up next, Jan Richter looks at the case for both direct and indirect presidential elections. That's the subject in today's Talking Point.
With just days to go to the February the 8th presidential election, speculation as to who will lead the country in the next 5 years has reached fever pitch. More than ever, the Czech public has been drawn into the presidential election campaign. Challenger Jan Švejnár has been on a campaign trail around the country, and even the incumbent Václav Klaus has made more public appearances than he did in the last elections. A televised debate between the two candidates drew enormous interest. Everything points to the fact that Czechs are following the election closely, and opinion polls suggest that the overwhelming majority of Czechs would like to elect the president in a direct vote. Since 1918, when independent Czechoslovakia was founded, the president of the country has always been elected indirectly by the joint assembly of the two chambers of parliament. Ever since the Czech Republic was established in 1993, however, the topic of direct presidential election has been very much on the agenda with most parliamentary parties, saying they wish to comply with the view of the general public. Originally, the idea was that the 2008 election would be a direct ballot, but somehow or other the proposed amendments to the law never made it through parliament. Now politicians promise that the next time around the decision will really be in the hands of the public. However, not everyone is happy with the turn of affairs. Minister Cyril Svoboda of the Christian Democrats is one of the politicians who would like to maintain the status quo, saying that such a change to the constitution will not be easy.
For some of those within Czech society who would like to introduce a direct vote, the underlying motif is the experience with the last vote, which took place in 2003. This problematic experience with the last vote isn't, and can't be, an argument for the direct vote for president. One relatively complicated presidential vote can't justify such a fundamental change to the constitutional order of the Czech Republic.
Cyril Svoboda also presents another major argument against the establishment of direct presidential elections. In his opinion, it is not just a matter of altering the way the president is elected. The change implies much deeper consequences.
The only constitutional body that derives its legitimacy directly from the people is the parliament. All the other constitutional processes are bound to parliament's legitimacy. The powers of the various constitutional bodies, including the president, are derived from this concept. The president is moreover conceived as a part of the executive power. The three powers are each represented by two institutions. The legislative power is represented by the two chambers of parliament. The executive power is performed by the government and the president, while the judicial power is represented by the supreme and constitutional courts. If we adopt the idea that the president is elected directly, we'd have to revise the constitutional competences of the president, who would become the other directly legitimized holder of power. That would necessarily lead to the strengthening of his powers in relation to the other constitutional bodies.
This view is rejected by some of the other party leaders, including Martin Bursík, the head of the Green Party. Citing the most significant argument of the direct vote supporters, Mr. Bursík says that direct presidential elections would mean more democracy and higher involvement of the public in politics.
Možnost přímého zvolení představuje přiblížení prezidenta republiky občanům.
The establishment of a direct vote would bring the president closer to citizens. He would acquire a new and a strong kind of legitimacy and become more independent of party agreements. If the president is to play a uniting role in the society, it is without any doubt better if he or she represents the majority of citizens, rather than current political and personal conditions in the Czech parliament.
Osobní názorové poměry v parlamentu České republiky.
The Green Party chairman also says that in the long term, most Czechs do wish to elect their president themselves. In this, the Greens have the same opinion as another of the ruling coalition parties, the Christian Democrats, whose chairman Jiří Čunek says now it is time to act.
Mnohem důležitější je, že jsme se ocitli poprvé ve fázi, kdy většina...
Much more important is the fact that for the first time we are in a situation when the majority of the parliamentary political parties have clearly declared their intentions to replace an indirect vote of the president for a direct one. The ruling coalition of the Civic Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Green Party has promised that it will start a debate on altering the constitution so that the president is elected directly.
The Social Democrats have been very consistent on the question of direct presidential elections ever since their party was re-established in 1990. Leader Jiří Paroubek said that a Social Democratic Expert Committee prepared a document summing up their party's attitude.
Materiál byl postaven na následujících zásadách. Za prvé, sociální
The document was based on the following principles. First, the Social Democrats will propose and support such changes to the Constitution that will lead to direct presidential elections. Second, we refuse any erosion of the principles of parliamentary democracy through the strengthening of presidential powers. Third, we will support a limitation of presidential power or, if it coincides with political agreements, keeping the presidential powers at their present level.
Zachování těchto pravomocí na současné úrovni.
In a subsequent inter-party referendum on this study, 86% of Social Democrats expressed support for a direct vote of the president, while almost all of them, 95%, rejected the idea of the president being endowed with more powers. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek has a different opinion. He says if something ain't broken, don't fix it.
There are two questions, my position and position of my party. Members of my party are not convinced, very strict about the direct or indirect voting of president. It's maybe half to half. Yeah? My position is to let the system which is able to be in order, to be in function, is a big tradition of Czech Republic, and not to change the system in this time. But we are prepared to start discussion with other political parties in this issue, and it's possible to change it, but it was not so simple and not so short discussion.
It would appear nothing stands in the way of direct presidential elections, especially with the communists saying that they would support such a proposal. But it is one thing to debate these proposals and discuss the various academic issues related to them, and it is altogether something else to risk losing the influence the current voting system grants even the smallest parties. Political scientist Vladimíra Dvořáková.
You know, I think that the problem is for all the political parties because they are not sure what would be the impact, they are not sure what could be the candidate. For the next election, no one knows what will be the position of the political parties, what will be the candidates. We don't know what would be the behavior of the voters because maybe they would prefer someone who is non-partisan, maybe they would be voting for someone from small political party and they wouldn't like to have a president from some strong political party. So this is something that's very difficult to predict because never happened such elections. So I think that all the parties are a little bit afraid what would do